Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the feast of Pentecost. Pentecost literally means 50th. It is a feast celebrated on the 50th day after the Passover feast by the Jews, and a feast celebrated on the 50th day after the feast of the resurrection of Jesus by the Christians. The Jewish Pentecost was originally a post-harvest Thanksgiving feast. Later, the Jews included in it the remembrance of God's covenants with Noah after the flood and with Moses at Mount Sinai. The event Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary as fiery tongues. The frightened apostles were transformed into fiery preachers and evangelizers, and were given the gift of tongues by a special anointing of the Holy Spirit. The listeners experienced a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit through the apostles' gift of tongues. They heard Peter speaking in their native languages. The early Christians became powerful witnesses and brave martyrs for their faith in Jesus. We know various gifts of Holy Spirit. So there is a story about the gift of wisdom. There is an old story about a man who asked his pastor whether it was okay to smoke while he prayed. His pastor said, "Absolutely not. When you pray, you should completely devote yourself to prayer." So the man went to another priest, but he used his wisdom and changed his question. He asked, "Would it be okay to pray while I smoke?" "Yes, of course," was the answer. It is important for us to note the role of the Holy Spirit in Christian life. As an indwelling God, He makes us His living temples. As a strengthening God, He strengthens us in our fight against temptations and in our mission of bearing witness to Christ by transparent Christian lives. As a sanctifying God, He makes us holy through the sacraments. He makes us children of God and heirs of heaven through baptism. He makes us temples of God, warriors and defenders of faith through confirmation. He enables us to be reconciled with God by pardoning our sins through the sacrament of reconciliation. He gives us spiritual nourishment through the Holy Eucharist by converting bread and wine into Jesus' body and blood through epiclesis. As a teaching and guiding God, He clarifies and constantly reminds us of Christ's teachings. As a listening and talking God, He listens to our prayers and enables us to pray. And He speaks to us mainly through the scripture, Bible. As a giver of gifts, He gives us His gifts, fruits and charisms. There is another story about the gift of fortitude, courage. Once a mother refused to permit her little boy to go for a picnic with his classmates. On the day of the picnic, however, the mother changed her mind and gave him permission. But the boy sighed and confessed, "Mom, it is too late. I have already prayed for rain on the school picnic day." The gift of fortitude, courage. Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to learn, we need to permit the Holy Spirit to take control of our lives. By constantly remembering His holy presence and behaving well. By praying for His daily anointing so that we may fight against our temptations and control our evil tendencies, evil habits and addictions. By asking His daily assistance to pray, listening to God through meditative reading and talking to Him, by asking the help of the Holy Spirit to do good for others and to be reconciled with God and others every day. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.